Happy Popular Outcast production.
All right, we're recording.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. We're tired.
Yeah, it's not our usual recording day. We're all out of sorts. But welcome.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Girls on Girls podcast episode 15. We have
really
no fucking clue what we're going to talk 15? About today, but we'll fake it as best we can.
God.
I think we're going to kind of talk about movies,
maybe. Congratulations for still listening.
Yeah.
You've right? made it so far. Today we're going to be eating chips, so.
Yeah, so. Sorry. Sorry in advance. Crunchy food this week. And I'm drinking beer out of a can, so it's a little noisier than beer out of a bottle.
Ah, pumpkin.
How is that?
Do you want to try it? Pumpkin ale?
Samuel Adams, sure. Pumpkin ale.
I'd let you try my Yingling, but I mean.
I've had Yingling.
Yeah, you know.
It tastes like Yingling.
No. It's actually one of the top 15 best beers for you, beers for
really?
You. Yeah. Yingling Lager and Yingling Lager Light are both on the top, in the top 15.
Yeah, I've never they had don't the use light. Like, how does that compare in taste?
It's actually not bad at all. Yeah, but I've never nobody had ever cares.
I just found out Yingling puts out Oktoberfest beer.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yep. I want to try that.
Yeah.
They have it at the Roadhouse.
I got pretty excited.
They have it at BJ's.
Dunkin' Donuts has like pumpkin coffee and pumpkin.
Oh, yes.
It is, they brought the season of pumpkin.
Finally brought the pumpkin back.
And I drove by there, and then like I drove into work, and I'm like, oh my God, they have pumpkins across the street. This is ridiculous. Although, we went to the mall today. K-Jewelers is the one by the nail place, I think.
Yes, yeah. I think so.
They have Christmas-themed like teddy bears everywhere.
Hmm.
It's starting September.
Earlier and earlier every year.
What? It is September.
Well, they're not going to... They can't advertise for Halloween, so...
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? Buy your wife a pumpkin diamond for Halloween?
Or a spider brooch.
Yeah. Hey, I would love a spider brooch.
I know, me too.
That'd be great.
Probably not going to find them at K-Jewelers.
No, I can't. Spider. I can't afford that.
But I just saw the craziest thing on Amazon that I put on my wish list. You know, like spoon rings made from like tea spoons, like tea spoons, not like you.
Not the actual spoon. Yeah, the little one.
Yeah. I found one that they use like a couple, and they made a bumblebee ring.
Holy crap!
I was like, oh my God, I need that.
Does Etsy has like a favorites list? But it should have like a. Does it have a wish list? Because I feel like it should. So that you can send it to all your friends.
I feel like it should too, but I'm sure because maybe most of the stuff on there is like one of a kind.
Probably.
It'd probably be gone before then.
I'm probably like, I'll make a Pinterest board. My wish list from Etsy.
There you go.
I still have yet to do Pinterest. I have not.
Don't do it.
Oh my God. Don't do it.
It will suck you in.
That's kind of why I haven't done it.
That's why I deleted the app from my phone. I'm like, I can't fucking do this anymore.
Oh my God. It's so bad. You're on it all the time. I actually got like 15 or 16 notifications the other day in one day. And I'm like, what the hell is this girl doing? It's from all the same girl. She was organizing her pins on Pinterest.
Hmm.
Into like better sections, but every time that she made a new board, it would pop up on my notification thing. I'm like, how do you turn this off?
God.
Like, I'm getting nothing else.
It
just flooded.
I never pinned anything. I was just like, I did it on my phone, so I would like screen cap things that I liked. I could find it better that way.
True, yeah. That's funny. Actually, that's kind of smart. I do that too when I find a recipe, I'll screen cap it.
Mm hmm.
And then usually have to screen cap two things because it scrolls down.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of my friends will post recipes and stuff like that on Facebook.
I usually just save photo, so it's in the photos on the iPad.
Oh, well, I would, but it's usually I'm scrolling it on my phone.
Same here.
I was going to make kale chips for today, but I didn't.
I think we'll be fine.
We're pretty...
No, I know. That's why I got the chia chip.
Which, by the way, are the same things as... Yeah, I want to try those. Which is, like, the same thing as, like, chia pet.
Seeds, yeah, chia seeds. Chia seeds are supposed to be, like, really good for you, and I keep meaning to, like, pick up a bag and, like, figure out something to fucking do with them.
They actually sell them at Heimbach's, just
oh, no
in bulk, chia seeds.
I know
like,
that,
cheap.
you can get them at Giant. It's like all those like bags of Bob's Red Mill stuff. One of the bags is chia seeds.
Yeah,
but
those I think they charge. Yeah, they charge more. Well, they charge more for that stuff at Heimbach than they charge at Giant for that Red Mill those things. But
I'm sure Giant can buy a larger bulk.
But the chia seeds in bulk, like they're just like the you know how Heimbach like packages all their bulk crap up, like. It was only maybe like, I keep thinking it was only like $5 or $6 for like a pretty decent size container.
Like a brick size?
Yeah. Well, no, it was like not as deep as a brick, but yeah. And AJ's been using it for, oh my God, he was using it. He just puts it in his oatmeal in the morning. Or yeah, oatmeal.
We went to that organic store then.
Oh yeah. You guys went up to Fresh Life?
Yeah.
Nice. How'd that go?
Was awesome.
Jeff goes like once a week. He'll like text me really? He's like, I'm gonna go on my lunch break. I'm gonna go to Fresh Life. You need anything? I'm like, you don't need to go to Fresh Life like every day. He's like, no, I need to get out of the office. I was like, fine. I don't know. Get me, get me a bottle of root beer.
There you go. Something. Yeah. No. Bill got ginger beer. Mm-hmm. And which I do not like. I am not a fan of ginger. When I get sushi, I'm like, don't even put it in there because it touches it, and I think it's terrible.
Good thing I didn't get the ginger snaps for tonight.
See, I like ginger snaps though, but they don't actually taste like ginger.
Yeah, they're like cinnamon sugar things. They're not like ginger.
Nothing. Some of them barely. Some of them are pretty.
Well, if they taste too much like ginger, then I would like it.
I like that.
I like ginger.
I like sugar and cinnamon.
Of course.
But I'm not a picky eater. But yeah, ginger's one of those things and rubs me the wrong way. Yeah. But he got that, and I got some tea. I got some green tea.
Did you get the loose leaf or like?
No, because I don't have the equipment to make loose leaf stuff, and I don't feel like buying it.
You can buy the
you could buy it there.
There, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't. Anyway, I don't drink as much tea. Maybe eventually I'll get it, but I don't drink that much tea like during the summer, and that's when we went. I got some unsweetened coconut, like flaked in bulk, and I got some granola, but it was like maple almond granola.
Ooh, nice.
I've been, like, mixing it into my yogurt in the morning because it's so good. And it's not, like, super crunchy granola. It's, like, kind of softer.
Yeah, I just got
it's got, like, oats and stuff in it.
Banana nut granola to put in my strawberry yogurt, and it's amazing.
And Bill got one of those sinus things that you sniff, and it's got, like, scents in it.
Oh, I thought you meant a neti pot for
a
second.
Yeah, so did I. No, but we have a neti pot.
Those things creep me out.
I love my neti pot.
Because, like, if you don't keep it clean and you use it, it'll, like, bacteria will eat your sinuses from the inside out.
Yeah. Oh, no, we keep it very clean. I clean it every single time I use it. But we, I love the neti pot. Especially when I get sick, because when I get sick, I'm all sinus. And it's all stuck.
Gross.
So the neti pot works very well. Bill actually started using it too, and he's like, this thing is great. He uses it more than I do, I think.
I miss those little like menthol things that like they look like a tampon. Just a little plastic thing, you just go.
Bill still has those.
Yeah, I know he does.
He still uses it.
Pretty sure the only place you can get them is like CVS.
Yeah. It's so funny when he uses that. I'm like, you look like you're snorting coke.
Yeah, because there is a fucking spider.
What?
Right there.
Holy crap. Oh my god.
Nice. Are you scared? I'll get it if you
I
want.
Can't do anything about that. It's just gonna hang there and I'll just. Oh, it's coming down. Oh god.
No. No. No.
Cup or something?
Are you gonna like set it free somewhere?
I'm not gonna kill it.
Oh. I was just going to take off my shoes and smack it.
Well, if you want to kill it, I'll kill it. I just thought you guys didn't want to.
No, no, killing it's fun. I'm okay with killing it. I'm all right with it. There's a napkin, if you want to use that. Yeah. Oh, I can't. Where'd it go? Oh, it's okay. It's there.
Ah. Oh, there he is. Okay.
I know you can't see this, listeners, but there is a spider in the studio.
He's slowly dangling down to the food table. No.
Let's see if I can get a picture.
No spider. Before he gets oh, God. Speaking of,
Got it.
You know, we did the bonfire. There was those, like, couple spider webs.
That's freaky looking.
Like, off to the side with the huge spiders on them.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
We found one of those fat asses in our room the other night.
Oh!
Yeah.
Which ones?
They're I don't know what kind they are, but they
what
just...
What color are they?
They've got, like, almost a spotted butt.
Red and yellow and white and black
maybe.
And stuff.
Maybe. They're not orb weavers. I know that.
I don't know what
garden spider?
Maybe, but, like...
Are they hairy or are they just giant?
They're just, giant ass, really big spindly legs.
I think, if they're real big, like, they can be, like, that big with their legs.
Yeah.
They look
probably garden
dirty.
Spider.
Dirty.
Their legs. They're fucking...
But, yeah, like, Jeff, like... We're just like, we can't let this go. It's gonna, like, eat us in our sleep. So, like, he hit it with a shoe, and its ass popped on the wall. It was so gross.
We had a spider. Well, there's the light right outside in the hallway, like, right outside this door. And for the longest time, there would be just a web there. So I just kept knocking it down, because I never really saw the spider. And every freaking day, the web would come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this freaking asshole. Like, and it's a big freaking web. And I'm like, this freaking jerk. So one day I just took a, like, shoe and just smashed him. Like, because I finally found him. Mm-hmm. And, like, just sucked up everything that was in it. And, like, the vacuum cleaner. And then I'm like, all right, cool. I totally got it. We're fine. And then, like, the very next day, another spider built, like, its home there. And I'm just like, I'm done. I'm
Son
done.
Of a bitch.
Screw you guys. I hate you.
Oh, God, we've got one. He hasn't... I don't know. It has not built a web. It's been living in our living room, and I frequently see it above the TV. It only stays, like, the top near, like, the molding by the ceiling. And I'm like, all right, you stay up there.
And you're fine.
I'll stay down here. You know, it's cool, man. It's cool.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, I lose him. Like, what the fuck is he? Okay, there you are.
It's fine. I can live with you. You have your space, I have mine.
He's not real big, like, maybe the size of your thumbnail.
Yeah.
Just, like, looks like he might be one of those hairy ones. I don't know, I don't get close
enough.
Might
be a wolf spider.
Yeah.
Those are good, though.
There was a really fast one in the hallway the other night. I was coming out of our room, and I was walking to the bathroom, and I don't remember, like, and Bill was, like, sitting in here, and... I was walking and I just saw it and I just backed up real fast. I'm like, because it was huge. It was at least the size of like $0.50 and it was just black. And I'm like, where did it go? And he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, get it. And I'm like, where did it's gone. Oh God, where is it?
Nope.
It's still alive somewhere.
No.
Oh my God.
There was one like, fucking the size of a silver dollar that came up out of the drain in our bathroom sink. It was so big and black, and like I freaking screamed, and then I was like trying to flush like scalding hot water down the drain and like try to kill it.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, oh yeah, I fucking got it. Like, turn the water off, walk away. Motherfucker came back out of the drain. He was like, I stuck my finger down the drain. There's actually, like, another pipe or some shit. Like, something that he, like,
oh my God.
I think eventually I did get him, though. But, yeah, that's the second gigantic spider I've seen in my bathroom.
Like, when they're in your shower. Like, you're taking a shower, and they're just up there. And you're just like, you little son of a bitch.
No, the worst feeling... is eating a delicious peach for breakfast.
Oh, and yeah, I saw that.
I had my thumb over where that thing was while I was eating it.
Yeah.
And I went to text Jeff. I was like, oh, hey, these white peaches we got are really good. So, like, I'm just like, no. In the trash.
Where was there a dead spider?
In the peach.
It was like... There's, like, the pointy end of the peach and then, like, the area where the stem was. Mm-hmm. It was, like, up in there and it had, like, a little fuzzy, web thing
around it. Wait, that was a peach or was it a pear?
It was a peach.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, the peach where the dent.
Oh! Where
the
stem.
Yeah, the little, right. Butt area.
Yeah. The butt of the peach.
The butt.
Peach butt. Yeah. I was just like, this peach is awesome. It's so good, but... I can't eat this, man. I can't do it.
I'm done. I'm done. No. Nope. Done.
I'm gonna have myself some yogurt. Maybe just lie down
what
for
the
a minute.
Hell?
What is going on with the dog?
I don't know what's going on with the dog. He probably doesn't even know.
Wow. God. should we let Odie in here and like make him shut his face?
I mean, I'll text Bill. Oh, Bill got him.
Okay. Oh, I think Bill's
coming. Hey!
Oh!
It's Odie!
Yay! Hey, mans. You were freaking out, man!
Just freaking out.
Out! You are freaking out.
Stuff going man. On. Dog stuff. Brady came over yesterday. Brady is
don't jump
Bill's friend.
Team.
And he was like, you have the biggest pug I've ever seen in my life.
He is an average size.
No, he is not that big.
Yeah.
But
he is
like,
normal.
He just got a lot of neck skin.
He's freaking tall, man.
Yeah, he's not fat.
He's not fat. Not anymore.
No, he does look slimmer since...
Yeah.
Molly's been
his personal trainer.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, our other dog, Molly, is his personal trainer. They run around in the yard.
Mom.
Okay. Julia, Bill's mom, was mowing the grass, and Odie was following her every single step of the way, every loop that they took. She just kept turning back, and he was like, head tilt? What's going on? What are we doing? Why are we walking in circles? This is fun. I'm going to keep following you. And Molly's just on the porch watching him like, what the hell, dude? What is wrong with you?
Cute.
I'm dumb.
Yo, you're cute.
I'm a cute dog. this is what happens when we have no topic. Yeah. We're just going to play with the dog.
Yeah, why not?
So I started watching Orange is the New Black.
Oh, I love that show.
I watched.
Oh, I need to start.
Dude.
You haven't seen it?
So
oh,
good.
My God.
It's in my queue.
Yeah, it is. I think I watched 6 episodes between yesterday and today.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I'm basically afraid if I sit down to watch it, I'm not going to be able to
it's
stop.
It's really good.
Everyone I know that I've seen it has finished it in probably a week.
Yeah.
I was talking about it with Sam a couple weeks ago, of all people.
Oh, yeah.
He's really into it.
It's fantastic. The main character, though, the one that was Donna from That 70s Show, what is her name?
Laura Prepon.
She's leaving.
After she's leaving
season.
This. Oh, really?
Yeah. She's leaving.
She's pretty good in the show. I like her.
She is really good. She's got black hair in it, which kind of tripped me out for a little while.
She looks good, though.
She does look good.
She always looks good.
She's very tall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
She's like 6'2", I think.
Oh, I didn't know she was that
to
tall.
To the internet.
Yeah, to the internet. Yeah, she's actually very tall. I was watching That 70s Show for a while, and I saw, like, some trivia in it, and Donna and the co-star Jackie, the actresses were actually so different in height, because Jackie was only, like, 5 foot something.
Okay, no, she's only 5'10", but she's a tall lady.
Yeah, but, like, Jackie in it, like, the reason that a lot of their shots is most of them sitting down. Oh. Is because there was such a height difference.
I didn't watch that
they didn't
show.
Fit in, like, the same frame.
Was Jackie, who played Jackie?
Mila Kunis? 5'4".
Mila Kunis.
So, okay. Yeah, 6-inch difference. That's, that's gonna look a little weird.
But, yeah. Butt scratches? Dog butt scratches? Love it.
He's so
you're,
funny.
You're funny. You're ridiculous.
And what else?
Orange is the New Black and Hemlock Grove.
Yeah, I put that on my queue.
I've heard Hemlock Grove is terrible.
Oh, really?
I loved it, actually. Okay. Everyone I know that has loved it. I haven't met anybody that hated it.
I've seen a couple reviews. People are like, that was awful.
I don't read reviews.
No, I
don't agree with most reviews.
Well, not like professional, like, you know.
Well, okay,
Siskel and Ebert. Huffington Post, whatever, you know. But just, like, people on Facebook, like, that was stupid. You're stupid.
I liked it, man.
You probably like Twilight. No offense, Laura.
I like the books. I don't like the movies.
I didn't even like the books.
I like the books just because they're
the
like,
movies
really
are awesome
easy
with
reads.
Tracks.
Like, they're just so easy to read, and they're...
I do like
they're
easy
fun
to,
sometimes. To, like, get lost in, but the actors that they got to play... The people in the movies were just fucking awful.
I think a lot of the reasons why people like Twilight so much is because you can kind of... Oh, come on, Odie. It's because you can kind of, like, insert your own character.
Right.
That's kind of, they gave Bella a very little physical description.
It's so like you can input a lot of your own imagination mm-hmm. into the book, so people are going to fall in love with that.
Yeah.
Which does make sense. I mean, that's kind of an interesting way to do it.
I did like it. I'm actually a sucker, though, for all of those terrible young adult serial drama freaking books, like Vampire Academy. I read all those. I read all, like, I don't even remember. I read Vampire Diaries. I read...
Read the True Blood books.
Yes, I love...
Those are for I love the older Sookie audience, though.
Yeah, the Sookie Stackhouse books are freaking awesome. And... I guess True Blood's last season is going to be next year on HBO. They went really weird this year. They really, it's so far from the freaking books. It's crazy. But
speaking
of all those weird books, I like all
Twilight,
that.
Twilight, 50 Shades of Grey, the main two actors have been announced.
Yeah, the guy from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, I was like, I know that guy. He was the British guy on Undeclared.
I didn't see that.
Were they making... Go ahead.
It was a follow-up, but not to Freaks and Geeks. It was, like, Judd Apatow's next show. But, and the girl is Dakota Johnson, Don Johnson's daughter.
Oh.
Who looks way older than she is. Yeah. She's only 24. She looks like she's 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they making that NC-17, or is that just going to be R?
It's probably going to be a hard R, because if they make it NC-17, there's a lot of places that can't or won't be able to carry
it. I should read it, but...
I never really I can had borrow desire.
It from, I can borrow it from Lori when she's done, my one friend. My mom sold it to her.
It is
sold them.
Thinly veiled Twilight fan fiction.
Has anybody heard anything about that Mortal Instruments movie that came out? Because I read those books, too, and I didn't hear anything about it either.
Nothing about that.
I don't know if it came out around here. I don't know.
I don't think it did.
Those books were pretty good. That series is decent, too.
Man, what have I even fucking read? I've read, like, nothing. I'm disgusted with myself at how little I have read lately.
I just bought...
Still working on the Tina Fey novel.
Jesus, Ashley!
I know.
On what?
The Tina Fey autobiography.
Oh. Bossy Pants.
Seriously. Oh my god, it's taken me so long. Well, I haven't picked it up in like forever. I was reading it at the beach.
Well, then again, I started The Hobbit 6 months ago.
There you go.
I'm only like four chapters in.
Give me shit.
Whatever. I bought
I'll give you shit as much as I want.
William Shakespeare's Star Wars the other day.
What
did you just say?
I bought it's a book, William Shakespeare's Star Wars.
And
it's literally Star Wars written like Shakespeare.
In Shakespearean.
Yeah. Like rhyming. Like,
oh my god.
Oh my god. It is fucking hilarious. It's great. I only read like the first two or three pages, but it is really, really funny. And you can get it at Target.
That's pretty great, actually.
I don't
That's
know.
Hilarious.
Like, I was thinking maybe Bill would like something like that. I don't know.
His birthday's coming.
I don't think he's really. I have his birthday.
I don't know if
already.
You like Shakespeare at all, but
done. I don't think he likes Shakespeare.
It's pretty cool. The cover is like Darth Vader with like the Shakespeare,
the like the frilly collar. Yeah. Thing.
Nice. Oh my god, that is fantastic.
I never go into that area at Target because
the book section.
The only section I go to, pretty much.
I'm usually right across.
Well, that's where AJ is, so I go into the books. AJ's at Transformers.
Usually they'll be like, it's pretty funny. Anytime I need something at Target, I'm like, Bill's like, all right, I'll be right back. I'm like, wait, what did you, where did, what, where did, he's gone.
Aww.
He's totally gone. And I know where to find him. Always in the toys.
Toys?
Yep.
Yeah.
Always in the toys. He never buys anything, but he's always in the toys.
Because it's ridiculous. You look for the sales.
He's a man child.
I honestly,
although
I have
we've
gone...
gotten some pretty great sales from Target toys.
The giant Boba Fett helmet. Would you pay for that? Like
$17.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
and it fits Bill. Boba Fett helmet.
It's freaking awesome. Fits his giant man head.
He's got a giant man head.
That needs a giant man head haircut.
At least you're admitting it.
Oh, no, I know. And he admits it, too, but he just has a tight schedule.
He isn't. No, he doesn't. He has a whole week off.
Well, last I talked to him, his boss was going on vacation, so he was working a ridiculous
amount. He's a dirty liar.
Well, that is not for me to determine.
I'll let you know. He's a dirty liar.
So I've been watching this show on, I think it's on Sci-Fi, Heroes of Cosplay.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to watch that.
And I really, really like it. I don't know anything about cosplay other than, like, people dress up like crap and go to conventions and whatever. Fair enough. But, dude, these people put so much shit into these costumes. Yeah. It is insane. And they don't even win most of the times, like, during the episode. Like,
a lot of people just don't even enter the contest.
No, they enter. Like, okay. I mean, the show follows maybe, like, 8 different people and, like, the conventions that they go to. And, like, they have to, like, rush and get these costumes ready. I'm like, I don't understand why they don't, like, take more time to do. I don't know. Anyway, but that chick that
this guy's girlfriend,
Chloe Dykstra. Yeah, she was on one episode.
Mm-hmm.
And she dressed as Lydia from Beetlejuice.
Oh, my God.
The cartoon.
Oh, my God.
And had, like, a big cartoon sandworm. Like, they made this cartoon sandworm and had that, like, as a prop.
Yeah.
She was so adorable. Seriously. She
freaking is.
Oh, my God. She was so sweet. She's like, yeah, I figured this was it was the very first competition she'd ever entered. She'd never entered one before.
Yeah, she typically just
goes. Yeah, and she was saying that, like, you know, she figured since she did this podcast on cosplaying that she felt like she had to fucking enter at some point. So she did. She didn't place or anything, but I mean, it's some of those costumes. Though. Yeah, like, some of the costumes are freaking insane. Like, holy shit.
I've seen some of them.
I have been to the Comic-Con. I have seen some.
Love to go. I've never
been. I would love to go, too, just to watch.
Just like, to stand around and just be like,
yeah.
Oh, my
God. Don't even kind of think you're going to do anything unless you're willing to wait in lines for hours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you got to just go to fucking walk around and look at shit.
Yeah. There's only one line I would stand in for hours, and that would be the Supernatural line.
They almost, like, never do East Coast conventions, though, which is really depressing.
Oh, of course they don't.
What a bummer.
And, like,
Eccleston?
Misha Collins only does, like, Supernatural conventions.
Misha? Really? Come on.
I mean,
if you're listening, I mean, seriously.
Come on, Jensen. We know you're listening.
I know you love us.
They've done, like, San Diego Comic-Con, but I don't know if they've ever done much on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I was looking into that. Like, a lot of cool stuff is in freaking California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, San Diego is the one you want to go to, but New York's pretty awesome, too. This year, they've got William Shatner and Stan Lee, and there's, like, and so many other guests I want to go see, and I'm like, we went last year because Josh Gates was supposed to be there, but he caught, like, really, really bad poison ivy all over his face at the convention he was at before Comic-Con, so he had to cancel.
How did he get poison ivy on his face?
He was at, like, something in North Carolina, and I guess had a run-in with some poison ivy, and, like, could not see. It was so bad. It was probably an issue of, like,
doing he brushed it up against the it, woods?
Like, touched his face or something, and then just...
Evidently, he's very allergic to
it. He's gotta be very allergic to it.
Be. You would have to be really
I've known people
allergic.
That were so allergic that, like, the wind blew the wrong way.
It doesn't bother. Like, I don't think I really get it. If I get it, I get, like, tiny little, like, one or two little bumps. I don't think it'll really spread unless I scratch it open. But, yeah, AJ and I just started watching all the Supernaturals from season 1, episode 1.
Nice.
So I don't think he ever actually saw the first season, at least.
No shit.
Yeah, because he didn't start watching it until I was definitely well into it.
New season coming out next month.
I know. Yes.
I'm so excited.
It's coming out on, season 9.
Doesn't it start this month? September?
Jeff told me October.
Maybe it does start in
October. Is season 9 out? Or is it coming out?
I don't know.
Hold on, hold on.
I don't remember.
I don't know what season they're in.
Internet, Supernatural. When does it come out?
But didn't you say already...
Season 8 is coming out soon on DVD.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because we were talking about that at work earlier.
Well, they definitely signed up to do at least through season 10, right?
Oh, my God.
At least two more seasons?
Yeah, holy shit. Everybody signed on to do 9 and 10.
That's fantastic. I'm excited. I started watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Huh. I tried watching that, and I don't know why I couldn't get into it.
October 8th. No, what I've been watching lately...
Most of it is just pretty, like, okay, this is so terrible that it's kind of funny.
You guys are going to laugh. I've been watching a Disney show.
What?
I've been watching the show Lab Rats because Hal Sparks is on it. Freaking love Hal Sparks.
I used to watch on current TV. We watched the Stephanie Miller show. It's a real liberal talk radio show. And every Wednesday was Hump Days with Hal.
Yes.
So he was on the show every Wednesday. I love Hal Sparks.
I used to watch him all the time on Talk Soup on E. He replaced John Henson. And then he was replaced by Aisha Tyler. And then the show went away for a while and then became The Soup with Joel McHale.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of that.
Oh my God. You're not I used to much. Love Talk Soup.
It was just like, there would be little clips of like, the news. It was that talk happened. Shows and stuff. Yeah. There were like clips of like Maury and Jerry Springer. Just stupid shit. It was like a tabloid kind of TV show. It was
like that show.
They had Jerry Springer on at the gym earlier. But like you can't really.
Was it Bill's episode?
No. It wasn't Bill's episode. It was some episode. We had no idea what was going on because like you can barely read like the print on it and neither of us had headphones to like put it on. So we were just kind of trying to figure it out in our heads like what's going on. We're like, all right. He's got two blow-up dolls, but I'm not really sure what kind of blow-up dolls they are, because one has an actual wig, and the other one doesn't... You can't see the mouth of that one, so I don't know what that one is. But the other one, the mouth is definitely closed. Oh, he's making out with it! Why is he making out with the blow-up doll? We have no idea what's going on.
Jeff and I were driving down the old trail last week. I'm just kind of like, you know, he's driving, I'm looking out the window. We pass this one house and there's a car parked like facing the road, like parked in somebody's yard facing the road, and I'm looking and I'm like, there's a blow-up doll in the front seat of that car.
Oh my god,
is there a blow-up doll in the front seat of that car? Nobody's in it. That's just creepy.
Oh, freaking A.
Maybe they put it in there to look like there was somebody in there.
It was in the passenger's. Oh god, it
Bill
was
so for the weird. Longest time wanted a real doll? Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Oh my
god, they're so expensive. So he could put one in the passenger seat so he could, like, freak people out. And so he could, like, bash her head against, like, the thing and, like, beat her up in the car when they were...
That's a lot of money to be funny.
I was like, those things are freaking expensive.
They are.
Bash its head off of the dashboard.
$5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget what show it was, but it was, like, strange... I don't remember what TV show. Strange Addictions, maybe?
Probably.
When the guy was, like, he's married to one. Mm. Or, like, I think his girlfriend was one. And I think the only reason he went on the show was just so he could be like, there's nothing wrong with me.
Of course.
Wasn't there a movie
totally
kind
normal.
Of
no, it's not.
The Real Girl.
Yeah, with fucking cutie.
Ryan Gosling. Oh, yeah. That movie was...
I didn't see it.
Interesting.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
It actually is kind of sad, though, in the end.
Yeah.
Like, you actually kind of get attached to, like, the girl. And, like, the guys...
Let's not throw out any spoilers, though.
Well, no spoilers, but, like, you
it
kind
of... It is, like, 6 years old, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can spoil it, I don't
you
know.
You get kind of attached to their relationship,
like,
because he doesn't have any friends, really.
The money they put into pretending she was real is fucking ridiculous.
Yes, they did. The characters in that, like, everybody in the town,
like,
was just
like,
who
has that much money?
Yeah, the people in the town started to support him for having this doll as like his girlfriend
because he's so socially inept. They think if they support him, it'll help to bring him out.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, anybody who's an introvert, that's just what they're dying for, is to just get broken out of their shell.
And it didn't... It kind of worked, but he really didn't want to be out of his shell, and, like...
He was happy the way he was.
Yeah. But then in
it was weird and it was fine.
Yeah, I am gonna spoil it a little bit because like he gets really sad because he then starts to think in his head. I don't know if he actually thinks that she's a real person or if he's making it all up, but he starts to explain to the people that are in the town that she has cancer now.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she actually then dies. And they have, like, an actual funeral for her.
Like I said, who has that kind of fucking money to support that? Do you know how expensive funerals are?
Yeah. And everybody in the town, like, comes to the funeral because, like, they started to take her places. And, like, people would take her. They were like, oh, well, she has a job. You know, she just got this job. And, you know, like, some woman would come up and, like, pick her up to, like, take her to, like...
I'm pretty sure that would never happen.
No, none of it.
There's no way that there's any town anywhere in the country that the people would freaking band together in a big freaking human interest story. Like, fuck that. It doesn't happen.
Very yeah.
You can think that it would.
No.
But
it was it's clearly pretend. But it was such just like it's one of those movies where you just kind of have to watch it and you're just like, "Heh."
Yeah, you just kind of have none to pretend this, that
it's an independent film.
It is, yeah.
And it's definitely on my Netflix queue, but it's been there for probably about 8 years.
I started watching, I think it's called I'm a Cyborg and I'm Okay with That.
It
was on Netflix. It was, I clicked on it because there was...
I don't peruse the new stuff that often.
It wasn't new. This was a while ago. It was, like, a picture of, like, a robot thing on the front of it, and it was pink and green, and I was like, click, what is this? And she thinks she's a robot. That's pretty much what that is. She's not. She's clearly not a robot, and it's all in Japanese, and it's subtitles.
Oh.
And I'm just like...
I'm a cyborg, but that's okay?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it was... It was interesting. She ended up in a psych ward.
Got a 90% rating from Rotten Tomatoes.
Really? I mean, I thought it was very interesting, but I couldn't get into it. I think I need to give it another shot, but like...
It's Korean.
Oh, it's Korean. I was way off.
You said it's a show or is it a movie?
It's a movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was really...
I don't watch stuff with subtitles that often because I have so little time... watch shit by myself. I'm usually doing something else, like I'm knitting or I'm sewing.
I have a hard time just watching TV. I'm usually doing something that else. Too.
God. Yeah. Fucking, speaking of not being able to, like, sit still and do things, AJ was telling me that, he really wants to start booking, like, longer appointments. Like, he was telling me how he just did this, like, took all day and did a sweet manatee on this girl's thigh.
I can't wait to get that on this freaking page because it is unbelievable.
It
looks
sure.
like Dino Cook did it.
Shit.
It's fucking gorgeous.
But I'm just like, oh, dude, I don't think I can sit that long. Like, I have trouble sitting here for, like, 2 to 3 hours while you do shit on me. There's no way I can sit there for 7. He's like, no, you just gotta relax. Just try and take a nap. I'm like, dude, I have to be really fucking tired. I was like, no, I can't sleep while you're tattooing me. It's not like the pain or anything. It's just like...
Yeah. I haven't been able to ever do that either.
Mm-mm.
I did... When I was getting my eyebrows done, the chick had a cream that she was rubbing into it as she was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was numbing it as she was working. And I asked her, I was like, what about Emla? She goes, well, the bad thing about Emla is...
What is Emla?
Emla cream is a numbing cream. You put it on an hour or two before, like, surgery and stuff like that. And you, like, put it on, you wrap it up, and then you're fucking numb. And so I got some on Amazon. Like, I used it. It was great.
When AJ brutalizes you.
Well, as soon as you break the skin, nothing. It just doesn't fucking work anymore. And it's like, okay, so it's great if you're only doing, like, an outline, but he's going into it, like, you know, color after over color and over and over again, you know? So I'm going to look into getting this cream. She said you can get it on Amazon. You can get it anywhere. It's but it's specifically it's specifically made for broken skin. So it was really nice. You kind of have to rub it in, like, constantly, but it works like Bactine, but it's like really numbing. Nice. Really, really
yeah,
numbing.
Yeah, I'm curious. It's like, because I talked to Bill and Ruth once when they were coming out with their movies. And I was like, yeah, I'm thinking about, you know, permanent eyebrows, da-da-da-da-da. And Bill was in the bathroom and was like, oh, yeah, you should talk to Billy about it, da-da-da-da-da. You know, and give me the rundown. And she's like, yeah, and he's got this stuff. Like, you won't even feel it.
Yeah. The chick that did mine, like, normally she'll put it on and let it numb for a little bit before she starts. But it didn't really... We took so much time, like... laying my eyebrows out and shit, because she was like, I went in there with them drawn on the way I wanted. She was like, well, one's higher than the other. I was like, I know, one of my eyes is higher than the other.
It's like my face isn't symmetrical, right? Like everybody,
well,
fucking
and she's
else.
Like, well, nobody's is, but you know, it's really noticeable. And I was like, well, she goes, you know that you don't perceive yourself in the mirror the same way that other people perceive you. And I was like, okay, I guess I can understand.
So take a picture and let me see it.
Right. Well, anyway, she takes this black fucking Sharpie and like draws it on my eyebrow. Christ, and I'm like, me. Like, I'm going to be able to get like a good idea what it's going to look like with black freaking Sharpie on my face. But regardless, like at that point, like, that was why, like, the other day I was, like, really bitching out, like, to AJ. I was like, this is the worst fucking thing I ever did. Blah, blah, blah. Like, it's all fucked up. It was so, it scabbed up so hard. And the scabs were, like, black. And I wanted them dark. But then when the scabs started falling off and the skin was still red, like, it looked like there was no color there. It looked like it was just...
Yeah.
My skin tone.
She should have given you like a rundown on how shit's gonna look.
Well, she went through everything really fast just because she saw that I had a lot of tattoos, so she figured, you know, I knew how to heal it, but she was like,
yeah, but they're on your
She was telling me to put Vaseline on it.
Uh-oh.
And leave Vaseline on it. She's like, every day, you just gotta wash it, put Vaseline on it. And I'm like, that doesn't fucking sound right. I was like, I'm not doing that. No. And she was like, well, you know, if they scab up. And then my mom was like, well, she said that if they scab up, that's really bad. That's when the color falls out. And I was like, but if a tattoo scabs up, you just don't pick the fucking scab off and wait till it falls off and then it's fine. Mm-hmm. So, but my mom's like, oh, no, it's, you're, you know, I think the color is probably going to fall out. So I'm freaking out because I'm seeing like little patches of nothing between like black scabs. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't have any color. She's a fucking hack. She fucked me up. Rah, rah, rah. We paid all this money for this bullshit. Like, and then I had AJ going right along with me. Like, she doesn't fucking know what she's doing. Rah, 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 rah.
I can see your house. Like,
oh my God. We were bit that whole morning. I was like, just miserable. And then like,
well, yeah,
by the next day, more of the scabs started falling off. I was like, oh, there actually is color under there.
Whoa. So really not did she draw them on with black?
No, she had...
Or are they like...
I think
she just...
They look
brownish.
They are brown.
Okay.
Like, she used a medium brown because I didn't want blonde. She's like, well, this one's going to be really light. So what... She told me I wasn't allowed to use pencil anymore because she said pencil pulls the ink out. I don't know how that's possible, but right now I have...
I imagine because it's such a sensitive area.
She said that it's the carnauba wax or something. So carnauba wax... whatever the ingredient is in the pencil. Okay. She said, you have to go out and you have to buy powder eyebrow filler. I was like, who the fuck sells that? She said, oh, you can get it anywhere. CVS, Walmart.
Actually, yeah. They sell it. You can get stuff at Target that's...
Well, I went to CVS. Nothing. We were in Lewisburg. So I went to CVS, had nothing. Went to Walmart. Because it was the only fucking store. I found one brand, one kind, one color.
Yep.
And it was medium brown. I was like, okay, sure. I'll try it. But I was bitching the whole time. Because when you do, it swells up so bad, too.
Oh,
like,
I'm sure.
You think that it's, like, really wonky. But they ended up being, like, after about a week and a half, the scabs are almost all off. Now I have, like, one tiny little scab. I'm really, really happy. I was using a pencil.
They do look very good.
Yeah.
How much do you have to fill them in?
I just did, like, a couple little... lines around the edges to thicken them up, and because they're a little wonky, like I definitely have to go get more shit done to them, but they fill in really easy with the powder shit. And then I just take like a Q-tip and with like eye makeup remover and sharpen the edges up. And then take like, you know, sharpen my edges up that I want with a pencil. But yeah. I know I'm not supposed to use it, but fuck that shit. I'm not going to not use it. I'm not going over, like, filling it in with it. So, but yeah, very happy with it. I'm going to try to get a hold of some of that cream for when I get my back worked on.
Yeah, I got pretty lucky. I think I have my dad's eyebrows. My mom's are pretty light.
Yeah.
Hers, she actually has black hair, but her eyebrows are pretty, like, they're not filled in everywhere. And then, like, my brothers are completely blonde. Like, they're completely...
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah. I hate that.
You don't notice it as much because his hair is just so bright red that it's not too terribly noticeable. But, yeah, I got pretty lucky with that. The mine are just naturally all right.
I just hate... I saw a picture from high school. Friends posted it. I'm like, I can barely see my eyebrows. I hate that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy.
I don't know. I like natural. I like my eyebrows natural. I look at other people, like, I love Aislinn's. I think that they're really pretty. Aislinn and I think that they're really nice.
Eyebrows.
Yeah, whatever. So, like, I really like hers too, but, like,
I spend a lot of time making
them look good, and I know that. And I know
every
that I'm.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm, like, really lucky. I started plucking more often, too, because, like, I was like, freaking waxing is, like, such a waste of money. Like, I can totally do this myself. And for what they wax, I don't. Because I don't get the top waxed. I only do, like, a little bit of an arch, and that's it. Like, I don't. I just leave them pretty well natural. Because I don't even wear foundation. Like, I barely wear blush. As far as makeup goes, I wear very little of it.
Maybe you'll get lucky, like, and not have to, but man, the older I got, I just started just doing a little bit of, like, concealer under my eyes, and then it progressed to, like, full-on foundation.
We'll see how I feel when I get older, because I work next to a giant mirror.
It's
right next to my face everywhere I stand.
The main reason that I do the foundation is because it's got SPF in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, normal SPF is just so greasy and makes my face look gross.
My normal face lotion, because I put on lotion every morning on my face, and then my normal moisturizer actually does have SPF already in it.
Oh, nice.
Because I can't be anywhere without SPF.
Right. Yeah.
I know. Otis! What the hell, man?
I'm gonna let Odie out because my bladder is going to explode.
Uh-oh. Pee break!
Drank too much too fast. I drank, like, a giant glass of water before I got here, too.
And two beers.
Smart, man.
Yeah. Two cheap beers.
Cheap beers. Usually, good, though.
Yeah.
Yingling is good beer.
It's good.
Talk amongst ourselves. Now that she's gone,
you didn't give us
her.
A topic. Chickpeas are neither chicks nor peas. Discuss.
How long have you been waiting to say that? That's fantastic.
Oh, I just remember fucking Saturday Night Live.
Oh my god. That's something that I would come up in the morning and I'd be like, that's really funny. And then as soon as I say it out loud, people are like, that's not...
Didn't you ever see that on Saturday Night Live?
I didn't watch Saturday Night Live.
Oh, God, it was back when Mike Myers. He was Linda Richman.
I wasn't allowed to watch TV late at night.
Oh, this was back in the good years with the Mike Myers and David Spade and Adam Sandler.
I like
Kevin
Nealon.
Oh, my God, that was funny.
Did you ever watch a movie when you were a child and, like, go back and watch it when you're older and you're like, why was this funny?
Why was this funny?
Yeah. I did that with, it was the David Spade movie where he went back and had a family raise him.
Oh, was that Dickie Roberts?
Dickie Roberts.
Yeah.
Formal Childhood.
I
thought it was so funny when I was younger, and then I went back and watched it, like, with Bill, and I'm like, this is not...
I don't think I actually watched
funny.
That one. It's on
this
HBO and shit
dumb.
All the time, but I don't think I ever actually watched
it's
that movie.
It's not a funny movie. It really isn't.
I was never a huge David Spade fan unless he was partnered with Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Tommy Boy. Oh, mm-hmm. my God. Tommy Boy was hilarious, and...
Yes.
What the hell was the other one?
David Spade movies we're trying
Black Sheep.
Black Sheep. That's probably the other one. Tommy Boy, though. That's the best one.
Aislinn, walking IMDb.
I'm just a pop culture trivia sponge.
Yeah. I'm gonna be on her team. We tried to play 90. What was it? 90s trivia? Trivial Pursuit.
At Lauren's house.
Oh, yeah. That was a... Was that That was a nightmare.
Yeah. We tried to play it for, like, half an hour, and AJ got mad.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And so we...
He threw a fit enough that he did everything but flip over the board.
Dude, we played... We had Ed, the guy upstairs, and his girlfriend came down a couple nights ago, and we played Pop-Up Video. It's board game.
Hmm.
And it was all about videos and shit. Like, AJ didn't know a single question.
We had a game when I was younger. We actually probably still have it at my mom's house called Channel Surfers, which only really works if you have cable TV, because you have to flip the channel until you see something. And you have a certain amount of time to, like, pick something.
It's pretty...
It was a lot of fun. Like, one of it was, like, pick until you see a news anchorman, where you're like, Channel 37! Channel 37!
Shit!
Yeah, and then we got Dish, and then we couldn't play it anymore. Because it doesn't really work the same, because you have to, like, select and...
Oh, yeah. It's the same thing with the digital cable boxes, because we just had, like, fucking Service Electric.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we had, like, one of their digital boxes, the DVRs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to, like, select the channel, and it's like, that's bullshit. I just want to flip.
I thought DVR was the greatest thing. Till I found Netflix.
Right?
And who needs cable anymore?
The one thing I miss is the Chiller Network.
Yeah. Did they get rid of that, or is that still on?
I have no idea. We got rid of cable, so I could not fucking tell you.
I probably get it. I wish I had BBC. I think that'd be the only channel I would watch anymore.
Oh my god.
Just give me Monty Python and...
Do you guys know about current TV? Did you guys ever... hear anything about that channel?
Current is that
it was called channel? It was a TV channel. It was called Current. It actually got bought out, and it was this huge deal. It got bought out by Al Jazeera TV. We watched a lot of like political shows and like environmental shows. It's basically it was like everything that's going on in the world, which you know U.S. news doesn't really doesn't really
any Fox local news,
all that crap. But it's now, it got bought out by this channel, Al Jazeera, which is like Middle Eastern TV. So it's kind of like BBC, but it's all Middle Eastern, but it's Al Jazeera, you know, United States or Al Jazeera America. So it's kind of like BBC America.
Yeah.
But some of the programs that were on there, like fucking insane. Like, I don't know. They have like... live broadcasting of like Congress and shit. Like you can just like watch what the hell the House is talking about right now. And the shows, like they had a that just shows
like
on
C-SPAN?
It's kind of like that, but no, they have like actual like shows and documentaries and like really 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 cool shit on that channel. We were watching some news program and it was talking about like the marijuana legalization and all that crap that's going on now. I think it's not going to be very long until we see.
They're getting closer to gay marriage. What was the latest one? Nevada?
I don't know.
I could be completely wrong on this, but I think another state was just voted in, which is freaking awesome. I'm like, yes!
I was pretty excited. It's hopefully we'll get there.
We need to get there. Someday. There's no reason why we're not there. Already, Pennsylvania, vote it.
I don't know. We watch a lot of like political shit. And like,
oh my god, Odie.
I don't know what.
We should just leave that door open so he can come in and out as he pleases.
I don't think I'm making too much noise downstairs. We might be able to. We'll try it. Stop it, dog.
Odie, you're a pain in the ass.
Why are you being so annoying? He's not normally like this. I don't know why.
I think it's because they're outside and we're inside.
Oh.
He's a pug, and...
Yeah, he needs to be...
Has the attention needy. Span of a walnut. I love you. Mommy loves you. Even though you're kind of dumb.
It's okay, Odie.
It's okay.
You're cute. It makes up for it.
Totally. Sorry, I got lost in the Chiller Network website. Which is apparently a sister network of sci-fi.
Ah.
Interesting. How does that even make sense, though? Yeah. That makes sense.
Which, I hate that sci-fi is now spelled S-Y-F-Y.
Siffy.
Yeah, what is that?
It's stupid.
Stupid
for dumb people.
I've been watching more of The Twilight Zone also.
I love The Twilight Zone.
I love it.
It's a good show.
Every now and then I'll pick up on it, and it's so much fun. Watched an episode where it was the guy who's like, I always know what you want. And he carries around a briefcase. And he always knows exactly what the people want.
Love it. He cheats death out of taking like a 6-year-old girl's life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so
and
neat.
And he's like, you can have my life. I'm an old man. Mm-hmm. You know, let this young girl live. And then.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But death is like a really attractive, like 30 something guy.
Mm-hmm.
In a suit. Because everybody wore suits back then.
Did you guys ever watch that show, Dead Like Me? It was on.
No. Yes. I meant to.
Yes, yes, yes. What was it?
Mandy Patinkin.
I don't know actresses.
No, that's a guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy that played Inigo Montoya. No idea. God, what was that one about? Dead Like Me.
It was a young girl and she dies and she becomes a reaper.
Right, mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
So it's like all these Grim Reapers.
Yeah, that was a really good one.
It's a really good show. Did you watch Pushing Daisies when that was on?
I didn't.
That show.
I wanted it came to Netflix, and I watched like 4 episodes before it was taken off Netflix. I'm like, no!
Yeah, that one is.
Well, it couldn't have been on for very long. That
it
sucks.
Wasn't on for very long.
No.
That was. I watched that when it was on. I fucking loved
it. It's such
that
a tragedy
show.
That the writer's strike happened when it did, because that's why the show was canceled.
Yeah, that show, that would have been. I mean, they tied it up at the end, but it was obviously quickly tied together kind of ending.
United States of Terror was another one that ended too soon.
Wait, it ended?
Did it?
I thought it ended.
I don't.
Is there another one? Oh my god, is there another one?
Oh my god, did it end?
I thought that all that was on Netflix was it.
No. Netflix often doesn't have like the newest season.
That actually should be starting pretty soon.
Oh my god, I didn't know that.
I love that show.
I thought that like her getting in the truck with like all of her was like the end of it.
No.
Because didn't she like say goodbye to her family or something?
Oh.
United States of Terror on IMDb 2009 to blank.
I'm pretty sure that's still. Yeah,
how many seasons are out so far?
There's only been 2 or 3.
I'll ask Wikipedia.
Wikipedia
says 3. There are 36 episodes right now.
Yep.
Okay, so I think I only saw the first 2 seasons. Well, now I'm excited because I really love that show.
No, that's it's a really great show.
There was another.
The Big C was a really good one,
too. There was another one like Dead Like Me, and I don't remember what it was.
Apparently it has been canceled recently, though.
What?
United States of Terror.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's an interview with Diablo Cody on United States of Terror getting canceled.
What?
After 3 seasons.
I kind of wondered why it's been a kind of a while since it's been on.
Maybe I didn't see it.
Given the timing of the cancellation, the show is not going to have a proper series finale.
That sucks.
That's exactly what Diablo Cody said. Yeah, it sucks.
That's another... Like freaking Firefly.
That fucking really sucks. That's just totally bummed me out.
Did you ever watch Firefly?
No, AJ liked it.
Oh my god.
I enjoyed it.
I do watch it. Loved it. And it's gone.
Yeah, AJ talks about that show a lot. He likes
it. Yeah, there's a lot of people that still talk about
it. They had so many places to go with the plot, but.
Yeah.
The movie, I think the movie tied it up pretty well, and then there's the comic trilogy that explains things a little more.
Man, I don't want to read a comic. I just want to watch. You see how much reading I get.
They're like 3, maybe 50-page books. It's not like a giant.
Pages.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Kidding.
Not too bad for a comic.
I will cut you.
God, so much reading. Sounds like work. No, I'm kidding. I love reading. Reading's great.
It is.
Yeah, Pushing Daisies. That was a freaking great show. AJ and I really, really liked that. It just sucks. Like, all the good shows get canceled.
Seriously.
Well, I think, at least within the case of Pushing Daisies, it's because of the writer's strike.
Yeah,
like, they
couldn't
go anywhere with what they had.
So freaking much.
That blows. Because that's so, oh my god. I really liked
it. Yeah. Oh my god, her crazy aunts.
Yeah.
They were so fun.
That was just
the one with the fucking eye patch.
Yep. That was what's her face, wasn't it? From Grease and Practical Magic. What's her face? What's her name? Maybe it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
I know the aunt that didn't have the eye patch was from the film adaptation of Little Shop of Horrors. She played Audrey.
Okay, I know. Okay, I know who you're talking about. I know who the really other one soft, is. I can't remember tiny what her voice. Name is.
Every time I hear a Little Shop of Horrors, I start singing the theme song in my head.
Yeah.
Every time.
You can't not, though.
Yeah, seriously. 6 Feet Under was another really
That was a too. Great yeah. show. That had a decent long run, though, on HBO. That was at least 6 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
6 Feet Under, 6 seasons.
It might have been more than 6. That was a great
did you
show.
See Being,
that was where Dexter...
Did you see the British version of Michael Being Cimel. Human?
No. Yes. That's the only version I've watched.
Yeah, don't even bother with the American.
Yeah.
But the British one is so good.
I only watched like maybe 2 seasons of it, though.
Tend to be that American TV bastardizes
everything.
They really killed it. It was just like, what is the point of this?
What the hell was that show that I watched about those fucking high school kids? Skins.
Oh, yeah.
And then they made that into an Americanized version of that.
Yeah, it was on, like, MTV, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Oh,
yeah, I heard it was awful.
Yeah, I heard that was terrible, too.
Well, they can get away with a lot more in British television yeah. than they can in American. And yeah. Skins was...
That was racy.
That was a mm-hmm. very yeah. racy... Like, they were just calling people wanker left and right. And most Americans are just like... What?
I really there wish... Was... Dude, I want to call people twat and wanker yes. so fucking bad. Like, I just want to call people twat.
I do. I mean, you know, not to their face or anything. Cause...
Yeah, but I just want to... I want to, like, use those fucking... I want to use all the British terms, but you just can't. That sounded stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers. Like, I want to say cheers to people. Can't. Without sounding like a fucking yeah. wanker.
We brought it back around.
Seriously. Complete circle there. Bill walked in on me watching Skins, and he's like, how do you understand a word that they are saying? And I was like, it takes a little while.
It does. But
you then can... you start to like pick up on it, but yeah. it's really funny. I love it. I love that you can just sit there and get lost in like the language.
Yeah.
And then someone will start speaking to you like... normally, like American normally, and you're just like, oh right, and you have to snap back out of it. You have to like blink and go, oh wait, okay, cool, forgot what you were saying there for a minute.
I just think it's funny that like in British culture there's so many different areas where they have all these different accents, but yeah. in the United States it's yeah. I mean there's different you accents kind, but it's yeah. more like Northern, Southern, and then like the occasional random
and
something.
There's variations because yeah, you get up yes, into New right. England and
yeah,
people.
Boston.
Yeah, yeah, you get Boston. There's a difference between Boston and New York, definitely.
Oh they yeah,
hate each other for whatever reason.
But none and of them you can't understand what they're saying, like in British.
So there are British.
It's not like going from like straight up, you know, London British to like Wales, where it's yeah. like the fuck yeah, did you just say? Yeah.
Completely
we
different
have
language.
This one. I have this one customer that the first time he called, he wanted to make an appointment, and his dog's name is Dillinger.
Sure.
And it's a schnauzer, and okay. he has the most beautiful British accent. And you're just listening to this man on the phone. And I'm like, just tell me a story. Like, just please talk to me forever. And then the first time he came in, I was like, oh my god.
What's he look like?
Ugliest man I probably have ever seen. Aww. Like, it's just a shock and awe. And I'm just like, you're not an attractive man at all. He's got, like, bad teeth and whatever. But, like, it's
well,
just
I mean,
that, like...
Well,
he is British.
Stereotype.
Well, he's just that, like, I'm not attracted to him. His wife clearly is, because he does have a wife. Mm-hmm. But, like...
Is his wife American?
Yes.
I think I might know who you're talking about.
And, wow. He, yeah, every now and then I'm just like, he's just talking, and he's the nicest, they're just the nicest people ever. And I'm just like, I just want to put my elbows on the counter with, like, my hands on my chin and just, like, just keep going. I'm just going to listen to you for the next 3 hours, and that's what we're going to do. Because I'm just like, tell me a story. Tell me a bedtime story.
Wrap it up. We're past an hour.
Yeah. Oh. Odie!
My God.
Ah, well. So we got dog barks on our podcast.
For not having anything to talk about, we managed to stretch that out until over an hour. Go us!
We'll call it,
Random talk.
What we've been doing.
This is what we've
been watching lately. And eyebrows.
My so-called life. That was an awful show.
Yeah.
I didn't watch
the show. I'm sure if it would have been great if I would have watched it, like, when I was of the proper age, but I didn't try to watch it until I was, like, 25, and I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
What was that show?
Claire Danes, Jared Leto.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Jared
Leto.
That
wasn't a good show.
That really gay Hispanic guy. I forget his name.
Oh, yeah. What is that guy's name? Ricky something?
Ricky Martin? Well,
I think his name was Ricky on the show.
His name was Ricky on the show.
I don't think it was Ricky Martin.
No, not
it wasn't Ricky Martin.
He was also in Party Monster.
Never saw that either.
It is worth a watch, I'm going to say. It's got Seth Green and Macaulay Culkin. Wilson Cruz is his name. Wilson Cruz.
Whose name?
All right.
Ricky.
Oh.
Cool.
I would not have known that.
No, me neither.
I knew his name was Ricky. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, part of it, yeah.
We should wrap this up.
Yeah, probably.
This episode.
Yeah.
Sorry for the lame episode. If you want to tell us how lame the episode is, get on Facebook and like us.
We have at least one person who comments on, like, every post.
Yeah, that's Sarah.
Is it Sarah? I don't want to get her name wrong.
I know, I don't either.
Because she really likes
I think her
us.
Last name is is written first.
Honey, we appreciate you.
Yes.
We
awesome.
Do.
We do. We love you.
We likes you. Oh, we have an email that I haven't read because I wanted, like, all of us to read it. But okay.
We'll read it after this episode.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
We'll respond to that person on air and make them feel all warm fuzzies inside. So.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Go to girlsandgirls.popularoutcast.com, click on the Amazon banner if you're going to do your Amazon shopping, but remember to clear your cookies first.
Yes, do that.
And then proceed to shop as you normally would.
And the audibletrials.com.
Yeah.
I don't remember the rest
of it. Any book you want, Audible.
Audibletrial.com.
Do it.
Get a free audiobook tryout for whatever, and you know.
No.
The info is all on the website.
Yeah, just go to popularcast.com. Anything you need is there.
I am
there.
Brain dead right
Link
now.
Link to our Facebook is there. Link to all the other podcasts and their Facebook is there. Amazon banner. Everything you fucking need regarding our podcast. So.
Yeah, I think that's her last name first, right?
Thank you for listening to episode 15. We will see you next week with episode 16 about something.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right.
I promise. Sure.
All right. Bye.
Bye.